Now that door right there, it had a piece of tin right there, and we replaced it where that they was a bullet, a World War I bullet.
What are you talking about?
This door right here. Uh-huh. You see that door? It's got uh-huh. that glass in it right there. Mm-hmm. There was a bullet came through that door right there and made a hole in it.
You're kidding.
That's right.
Is
and right.
Alive?
No, we have took it and replaced it and redone the door. But right there behind you, we still, in that wall, there was a big old staircase there
mm-hmm.
that came down, and it had a homemade door to it.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, you know, when they would come in and take all the food and stuff, well, that door was a secret door down into the cellar to keep what food they kept,
mm-hmm.
to keep somebody from taking it, you know what
uh-huh.
I mean? And that door is still right there in that wall.
Is the cellar still down there?
Yes, the cellar's still down there. But that door's still in that wall right there. And all the lumber in this house has been, you know, lumber that's been raised here on this farm, cut, and the timber sawed, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And in that room, in the living room in there, it was a small living room at that time. We have took in a hall and made a oblong living room
mm-hmm.
now. But at the time that I came here, as I say, I came here in 42,
mm-hmm.
and it was hand-hewed, and that lumber is still in there. If we ever build another house, I intend to take that lumber out and use it some
mm-hmm.
way or another, because it was huge, you know what I mean? And it's thick lumber.
Uh-huh.
It's made out of oak, but it was beautiful. And the floors in this house, you ought to see it. It's out of pine. And I'm telling you, it is just beautiful. You can't see it for the carpeting now.
Y'all
because
carpet it up.
Well, it was getting old. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean? It had been floored, I guess, about twice before we floored it the last time. And I remember the year or two before I put carpeting on this floor, I had a man to sand these floors.
Uh-huh.
And when he was sanding it, and then he shellacked it, you know. And that red-looking rosin would just mix in that. And he said, lady, this just looked like a mirror, a looking glass. And it was just beautiful. But it done beginning to splinter then, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And then over a period of time, well, we've had to replace it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we put down carpeting on top of it. But it's just beautiful, the floors. And all the ceilings in this house, all of it was hand-hewed.
Mm-hmm.
See where gas pipes stay back here because when they put our gas in, it had to go all through all them big seals, and they could have never got through
uh-huh.
them big seals. We floored our porch out there, which you see goes two-thirds around the house,
mm-hmm.
and we had to go plumb to ball ground to get the lumber to match this lumber that we fixed this porch with. We put
uh-huh.
new seals and all. It's old.
Uh-huh.
To get that oak lumber
mm-hmm.
for that. We wanted to put it back like it was.
Yeah. Well, you don't use this fireplace anymore, do you?
We don't use it now. We had several of the chimneys redone back years ago after
uh-huh.
the war when we came here when they began, you know, to get dangerous. We had them redone. Now we have one on this end and one on that end. It's all rock. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Was made out of the rocks, and it's still the same chimneys.
Mm-hmm.
We just had it done on the inside, and then we put our heater and our heater vents in. I'd like to use the soap and fire real well, but I'm afraid of it on
mm-hmm.
account of
yeah.
fire
mm-hmm.
for that reason. But the outside of these chimneys, you can go on the outside and look at these chimneys, and most of them still got that plaster that was put on there.
Uh-huh.
It's the original plaster that was put on there, those chimneys. We have the one in the living room there where we had it done from about halfway on up.
Mm-hmm.
But these two outside chimneys, we still have them, just like it was. We tried our best to keep them like that he was raised. We wanted it to be as much like it was whenever he was raised. We raised up our children.
Now, how many bedrooms?
Well, we have really four bedrooms here, but
to start with, how many, do you know how many it has?
Well, now when it the original, the old original house that set here, as I say, it was bought. Two rooms were bought from the flat up here and was built on. We see back then they built kitchens away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little garden like after you went out of this room into the this what they call kitchen. The mm-hmm. kitchen was with the main part of the house. And then after you left that, you went on out to the shop.
This old shop stood right there on, at the edge of, see where that tree uh-huh. is right there?
Now that's where that old-timey shop stood that I told you he shod the mules with. Uh-huh. But now the kitchen part of this house, of course, it's been torn away, you know, rotted down. Mm-hmm. They never did build it back. But the original part of this house, and there were a hallway that went all the way through this house mm-hmm. and divided the two rooms on yonder end. It went all the way from the front porch to this little back porch out here. As I say, we took in this little back porch and made a bathroom and made some closet and then a hallway to go through there. Mm-hmm. And it was of the original porch. Then these two rooms that we have upstairs in the attic, I call it. We don't have any upstairs. There are two rooms up in the upstairs, but we don't use them. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that Mrs. ever used them. Now, whether the old people ever used them, I don't know. Radford's grandmother lived to be 93 years old. She died in 1942. After we were married in January, she died in June. Mm-hmm. And she was an invalid for about 13 years that she couldn't walk. But she knew every inch of this place and all about it. And I've tried my best to go to every foot of this ground here where they were.